Hi, welcome to Little Seeds of Faith. I'm Joni. I'm so excited to be here with you. We are continuing our little series on Sunday school songs. Now, these are songs that I learned when I was younger and in Sunday school, and they have stayed with me my whole entire life, and I still sing them today. I will still teach this song to the Sunday school students that I teach. This one today is called Give Me Oil in My Lamp. Do you have lamps in your house? I have lamps in my house, and I turn them on with a flick of a switch or I push a button, and a light shines forth. What did people use before electricity, before you just had to flick a switch? Well, before they had electricity, people would have to carry around candles or lamps filled with oil from room to room, or outside when it was dark out. It is hard for us to imagine life without electricity. People had to prepare every day for the night to come. They would have to make sure they had enough oil to put in their lamps and that their candles would be long enough to burn through the night. In Bible times, they used clay jars filled with oil that they used to light and it'd be as a flashlight. If you get a chance, ask a parent to show you what a clay oil lamp would look like. I can try to describe it for you. It'd be like a little bowl that had a little spout on it and a hole on top that you'd put oil in. And then you'd light the oil on fire, and in the little spout, it would come a flame. And it'd be just enough light to put on the path in front of you. And you just hold it in your hand and walk around, almost like a flashlight that you'd put in your hand, and it shines a light in front of you. I think it's very neat to check out all the different examples of these clay lamps that were used before there was electricity. So preparing your light for the night to come would be like making sure your flashlight has batteries in it. Okay? Flashlights don't work without batteries, and a lamp does not work unless it's plugged in to electricity, right? So these little clay jars that they would use, they would not work unless there was oil in it. Now, we know that they used clay jars filled with oil as lamps in Jesus' time because Jesus gave us a parable about them. Let me read his parable to you. Now, we find it in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the groom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they didn't take oil with them, but the wise ones took oil in their flasks with their lamps. When the groom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. In the middle of the night, there was a shout, "Here's the groom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." The wise ones answered, "No, there won't be enough for us and for you. Go instead to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." When they had gone to buy some, the groom arrived, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the rest of the virgins also came and said, "Master, Master, open up for us." He replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, be alert, because you don't know either the day or the hour." So the song that I'm exploring today is called Give Me Oil in My Lamp. Once again, the lyrics are simple, and the tune is fun to sing and listen to. And I hope that you get to enjoy the song as much as I do. But let's explore the song, thinking about what we know about lamps and oil and light and darkness. All these things I've talked about before in other podcasts. Let's see if we can maybe put them together a little bit more. So we have a light inside of us that we are supposed to shine, right? We're not supposed to hide our light or love for Jesus, but we're just let it shine and grow so that others around us know where our heart is at. So the question of this song is, give me oil in my lamp. So what is your oil, or what fuels your light? right? Remember I said that you put the oil in the little clay pot. That's the fuel for the light. So do we flick a switch and our light turns on? Or is there more to it? Well, there's always more to it. We need to fill our vessels, our little clay pots, with oil for a light to shine. So what is oil? Well, oil symbolizes many different things. Our fuel can be many different things also. So the oil that we put in our lamps can be many different things, like the Word of God, God's Spirit, His love, our faith, our love for our Creator, our love for others, our thankfulness to Jesus, and so on. There are many different things that can become our fuel that we put in our little clay pots that lights us on fire to shine our light. So when we fill ourselves with God's love, for example, that's our oil putting inside of us God's love. A spark should happen inside of us, and then our fire will burn, and that gives off light to those around us. So not only can we see, but those around us can see also. But there's a problem. As fire burns, it uses up the oil in the jar, and it can burn out, and you can run out. Could that happen to you or to me? Could our fires burn out because we didn't add to our lamps, or we didn't prepare for the night to come, and then all of a sudden it's darkness and we can't see? Well, we know what happened to the foolish virgins that were waiting for the groom to arrive, right? There was 10 of them, and 5 of them didn't have enough oil to last the night. They didn't bring extra to keep filling themselves up with. What a great lesson for us. We can't think that since we filled up our jars once, it's going to be enough. We need to keep filling our jars with oil continually. Well, how do we do that? By reading, by talking, by praying, by always willing to learn about God, sharing what we have learned to others about our Heavenly Father. Those are all different ways we can continue to fill up the oil in our clay pots. If we are constantly looking for ways to fuel our fires, our lamps will continue to burn until Jesus returns, right? So we're not out looking for fuel. We have it with us, ready to go. Unlike those 5 foolish virgins that had to go and look for oil, we can be like the wise ones who are prepared. Now, as we continue to explore the song, there's some more lyrics. And we start singing, "Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings." Well, what is Hosanna? Or who is Hosanna? Is it a name? Is it a saying? And why are we singing it to the King of Kings? Well, I had to look up Hosanna. And Hosanna simply means shouts of praise or applause towards God. So when we sing, we are simply saying, "Praise God. You are wonderful. You're great. Thank you." And we're saying that to the King of Kings. So when our lamps are filled with oil and we are lit up, it's easy for us to praise God. It's not a burden at all. We're so filled up with Him that all we can do is sing Hosanna to our King of Kings, the one who rules over all of us and who's going to rule over all of us forever. We read in John about the time when Jesus was entering Jerusalem. The people ran ahead of him and took palm branches and laid them on the ground and shouted, "Hosanna to him," as he entered the city. Let's read that in John 12, verse 13. It says, "They took palm branches and went out to meet him. They kept shouting, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.'" The people were praising him and shouting Hosanna because they thought he was going to bring the kingdom to them that day. Now, we know and understand that that did not happen. Jesus still had more work to do. He still had to sacrifice himself for us. But that we get to sing Hosanna because of that. And we know and understand that his kingdom is still to come. We can shout today, Hosanna, and praise Jesus today because we know that he will return and set up that kingdom in his time. The song's lyrics continue to give us examples of what oil in our lamps could be. It says, give me love in my heart. We can sing, give me joy in my heart. Give me faith in my heart. These are all different kinds of oil that fill us up and helps us shine our light and praise to our Heavenly Father. Our heart is our jar, a little clay jar that holds our oil. Well, we can't pour oil into us, but what we can pour into us that fills us up is our love, our joy, our faith, all these things that come from God. So fill your heart up with God's love. Fill it with joy, and the same joy that Jesus had that helped him sacrifice himself for us. Fill your heart with faith that Jesus will return. That fills you up. Your light will shine if you have faith. When your heart is filled, your light shines so bright, and those around you will know what is in your heart and what was you used for fuel to light your light. So when you sing the Sunday school song or you listen to it and you learn it, think about how you fill your heart, what you use for fuel in that jar. We want your light to shine bright. So always be prepared to keep filling up your heart. So I pray always that you to continue to have faith that keeps you going, love that you can share, and joy that keeps you singing. Thank you for listening today.
Give me peace.